Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Silcha Shabbos, Laws of Shabbos, and the Sefer Zman, Book of the Designated Times, which we continue the theme regarding the previous Perek, regarding different ways of maintaining food that you started from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. So in this Perek, we discuss regarding insulating a cooked dish, which Rambam gives a halacha regarding these two types of categories. There's things when you insulate it, it increases the heat, and there are those that do not increase the heat. Yesh Devarim, there are certain things, Shem tamed behena tavshel, that if you insulate the dish inside of them, hu meschamim u meisifim bebiushula kein oish, it gets hot and it increases the cooking like it does with fire. For example, hagefes. Gefes is any, it's the refuse that remains after you squeeze out the oil from the olives, so that pulp heats up like fire. Or bezevel, manure, animal dung. The melach and salt, the sid and lime, the choil and sand, or zagin, or the grape peels, umoichin, or is anything soft like wool, vasavim and grass. So regarding the last three, bezmatcha shloshtem lachim, the last three of zagin, moichin, vasavim, that they're problematic when they're moist, in contrast when they're not. And the vafil machmas atman, even if they're moist, even from their inherent own moisture. Now, Dvar Melu Nikrum, these things are called Dava HaMaisav Hebel. They are things that increase the heat. Now, V'yesh Dvam, there are certain things. Shem Tomen BeMatavshel, if you insulate the dish inside of them, Yishar BeChamimus Luvad. All it's going to do is going to maintain the heat. The Ein HaMasiv and LeBishel, but it does not increase the cooking. Ela Moy Noisim LeStan, it just prevents it from cooling down. Kugurim, for example, the last three we mentioned of the Zagin, of the grape peels, the Meichin, and the cotton, whatever it is, the soft material of asavim and the grass that are yveshim when they're dry, uchsus or a garment, tupedus or produce or bekamviyino or dove's wings or na'iris hapishton, which are the things that fall off from the flax when you bang it in processing it, neseris chadashim or the sawdust from the carpenters that comes off when they're sawing. Ushlachin, which is animal skin that was skinned with the hair still on it, begizitemer or shearings of wool, these things, dvarim elu in the Quran, they're called davash einemais vevel, things that did not increase the heat. All they do is they just insulate that it doesn't get cold. So Halacha Beis now describes this, the gzeira, the rabbinic decree of atman of insulation. So min adin hayo, from the basic halacha, it would be shatayim nemedava hamais vevel mebayim, that you be allowed to insulate the food in something that increased the heat from before Shabbos, vishar tavshel tam b'Shabbos, and that the dish will remain insulated over Shabbos. Shadim mashna gabe ish b'Shabbos, because you're allowed to keep food over a fire on Shabbos. Avol bar asach hacham lahat nemedava hamais vevel mebayim. The sages said that it's forbidden to insulate in something that increases heat, even if you put it in from before Shabbos. Gzeira is rabbinic decree. Shemet tartiach hakedera b'Shabbos. Because what might happen is the pot might be boiling on Shabbos. V'itztarch legalaisath, so you're going to have to uncover it, atcha tenurcha resich, until the bubbling stops. V'yamz v'chasim b'Shabbos, and you go ahead and recover it on Shabbos. Ah, v'nimtz is going to come out. Toimim b'dov ha'maisav el b'Shabbos. You're going to be insulating in something that increases the heat on Shabbos. Shu asa, which that is prohibited, that is problematic. And therefore, you're not allowed to even insulate with it from before Shabbos, because you might run into that situation. Now, the figure there from Mutlahat and Medubah HaMaisav Evel Ben Hashmashes. Actually, for that reason, you're allowed to insulate even with something that increases heat if it's done by Ben Hashmashes, by twilight. Why? Because Shtam Kedet is Ben Hashmashes, because we could presume pots by twilight, that Kvaroschu, they're already heated up, they're already boiled, V'nochami Bibuin, and then they already calmed down from the bubbling. V'kimin Shanochu, and once they calm down, Shuvein Reshku, they're not going to bubble up again. So you're not going to run into that problem, and therefore then actually you could actually be matan specifically by Nishmashas with Dover that's Mitzvah Hevel. Halacha Gimel. V'chein min adin. Same thing from the law, the letter of the law, Ha'ilitman Hatavshel, it would be permitted to insulate a cooked dish, but Dover she'ein Mitzvah Hevel, but something that does not increase heat, but Shabbos Atzmon, Shabbos itself. Because you're not going to cause anything to be heated up. Aval Asa Chacham Dover Zeh, but the sages said this is forbidden. Gzeder, because it's a decree, because Shem Yatman B'remetz, because you might insulate in hot ashes, the Yibah in the Tzitzah shall age, and there's going to be sparks of fire. But then Tzachayis B'kacham comes out, you're going to stoke those coals. L'tvikach Ashur L'hatman D'abacham B'Shabbos Dibber, they said it's forbidden to insulate anything warm on Shabbos. V'fellow B'davash, even something that does not increase the heat because of a situation where you might have remetz, and then you might come to stoke the coals. Halacha Dalet. Now, Savik Hasheva, Savik Ein Hashecha, if you're not sure if it's nighttime or not nighttime, which is the time of Ein Hashmashah that we mentioned before of twilight, so then, as we said, Mutalitman has said, then you're allowed to insulate a hot thing. Now, That's one heter. So to umutalit manas adavah hatzayin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to insulate something that's cold on Shabbos, but davah she'enim ma'aser, like we said, something that does not increase the heat, which is generally forbidden. But here it's kedishly, it's done by yesi. You just don't want it to get colder, or actually kedishat davik tzinas, and just that it should lose its chill. So those things are permitted b'davah she'enim ma'aser v'avla on Shabbos, or chamin she'tamanim be'er v'Shabbos. Something hot that was insulated from before Shabbos. And something that's not moist available. V'niskal b'Shabbos, it became uncovered on Shabbos. Mutlach ha'sosim l'ad covered, shadei eini moist, because it's not increasing. And although you say not let it initially put on even eini moist available on Shabbos, but umutlach ha'chle v'kisa b'Shabbos, but you're allowed to put it back or switch what was already covered, switch the covering on Shabbos, the kids at household. So in that case, you could take off the garment that it was insulated in, which does not increase havel, which we say permitted for before Shabbos, and then you could go ahead and then re-insulate it in the wings of a pigeon, or to take the feathers of a dove, you take that off and then you put in the garment, that is permitted. It's the same category that you're just continuing from before Shabbos, even though it's a different item. Halacha, hey, pina tavshalei mayim achamen. If you emptied out the dish or the hot water, mikli l'kli achar, you transfer from one vessel to another vessel, then actually mutl hatan l'kli achar b'Shabbos, although you're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos, if you took it from the first vessel to a second vessel, you're allowed to insulate that second vessel on Shabbos. B'davar she'enim ma'aser, something that's not increase heat. Just like you're allowed to insulate something that's cold, because also Shabbos, they didn't say it's forbidden to insulate on Shabbos. Only something hot, which is in the initial vessel that it was cooked in. But you emptied out into what's called a klisheni, into the second vessel. Then what that's permitted is just like something that's cold. It's not going to have the heat that you're going to really be able to cook with. And if we're not concerned, then that actually will be permitted to insulate on Shabbos itself. You're allowed to put a copper vessel that's used to heat up water on top of another mechem, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. And even though these are similar to like insulating, and one pot on top of another pot, or a pot on top of the samovar, or mechem agabe kedera, or the mechem on, or the other way around, the hot copper, the copper vessel on top of the pot, and v'tuch pi'im bebatzik, and you could smear the opening with dough. Now, lebishvul sheichama, not that it should get heated up, lebishvul sheyam dochumim, because it's just to maintain its heat, because shulei asr elahatim b'shabbos, because although we made it forbidden something similar, but that was only for insulating. But the case that we're describing, to put one hot vessel on top of another hot vessel, which is just to maintain its heat, mutter, that would be permitted. Now, but you're not allowed to place a vessel that has something cold on top of a hot vessel on Shabbos, should be meilich, or the gears that could be meiled by Cham b'Shabbos, because you're introducing heat into it on Shabbos, that would be forbidden. But if you left it from before Shabbos, mutter is permitted. And it's not like insulating something that increases heat, which that's forbidden even before Shabbos. It's not atmana. It's just placing on top of it. Never, that would be permitted if it was done from before Shabbos.